You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Dahil sa labis na init ng panahong sumisira sa mga record sa Australia, naglabas ng babala tungkol sa panganib ng sunog ng araw o sunburn. Ipinakita ng mga bagong datos na halos 40% ng mga nakatira sa Victoria ay may isa o higit pang masamang sunburn na tumagal ng isa o dalawang araw noong nagdaang tag-init. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Alan Lee. Sa pagsapit ng long weekend noong nakaraang linggo at ang labis na init ng araw, binalaan ng mga Australiano na maging maingat sa paglabas sa araw. Sa Victoria mismo, ipinakita ng isang survey ng Cancer Council na isa sa limang tao ang may pula o sunog na kulay ng balat na tumagal ng isang araw o higit pa, sa at isa sa sampu naman ang nagsabing nagkaroon sila ng ganitong sunburn ng dalawang beses. 7% ang umami na ang sunog sa balat ay masakit ng tatlo o higit pang beses noong nagdaang panahon ng tag-init. 278 tao naman ang nagpakita ng kanilang sunburn sa emerhensiya ng mga ospital sa Victoria noong 2017 at 2018, karamihan ay 4 beses bawat araw. Sinabi ng manager ng SunSmart, Heather Walker, na ang bilang ay labis na marami.
Around half of those going to emergency with sunburn were under the age of 19. So that's really worrying because we know that sun damage done in the early years of life is a real risk factor for skin cancer later on.
At parang tumatanggi ang mga Australianong suriin ang kanilang mga balat. Natagpuan ang isang pagsusuring kinomisyon ng kumpanya sa siguro, TAL, na 36% ng mga tao ay nagpasuri ng kanilang balat nitong nagdaang 12 buwan, samantalang 29% naman ang hindi nagpasuri kailanman. Ayon kay Dr. Victoria Ma, direktor ng Victorian Melanoma Service sa Alfred Hospital, ang sunburn ay isang problemang hindi dapat baliwalain.
Sunburn is very serious. It is directly damaging the cells of the skin, which in time accumulates and will start to form skin cancers later in life. And skin cancers are extremely common. They affect 2 in 3 of us over our lifetime. Melanoma particularly is concerning given it has a high death rate.
Idinagdag ni Dr. Ma na bawat araw sa kanyang klinika, nakakakita siya ng kinalabasan ng sunburn sa mga tao nang ang mga ito ay bata pa.
Typically at the Alfred Hospital, our clinics are full of people every week who lament the fact that they were burnt when they were younger, that they had far too much sun exposure, that they had multiple burns over summers. And they're quite remorseful about that and really wish that they had have known the risks when they were younger. And now we do know the risks, so it's even more alarming that we are continuing to see people who are getting burnt over the summer period.
Samantala, sinabi ni Heather Walker mula SunSmart na ang karaniwang maling akala na ang mga taong may natural na madilim na kulay ng balat ay ligtas sa pagkasunog ng balat. Idinagdag niyang hindi ito totoo.
A really interesting finding actually from this report is that it was people who described their skin as moderately sensitive, so not the most sensitive people who are getting most burnt. And that might be because these people think, I've got an olive skin tone, I don't burn as easily, perhaps they're trying to get a tan, there's nothing healthy about a tan, there's nothing healthy about sunburn, which is basically what you're going to end up with if you're seeking a tan. So really important for people of all skin tones to remember to use sunscreen and other sun protection methods.
Si Greg Farrington naman ay nasa edad na 50 taon at lumaki sa Queensland noong mga 70 at 80 bago nang ang panahon ng pag-iingat ay karaniwan.
In an era before the you know, slip slop slap, and so didn't use any cover. And that's now started to come to haunt me, I suppose, in my 50s. Last year I had 8 cancers cut off my head, and then late last year again, 1 cut off my nose. From growing up in Queensland to now, and I suppose in the last 20 years, it's cover up, you know, sunblock, and make sure that I'm safe at all times.
Kahit paano, para sa mga nagtutungo sa dalampasigan, ang mensahe ay mukhang hindi nakakarating.
I have sunscreen. This is for my body, and then I also have for my face. Another one, I got it for free at the Australian Open.
most definitely placing on sunscreen all over the body from top to bottom. So yes, using the factor 50.
We use SPF and like do it properly, like a few times a day.
Well, I'm from New Zealand and you just have to put heat sunscreen on, drink heaps of water.
I have to make sure that I wear a lot of 50, otherwise I burn very, very easily. I mean, even back in England, I used to burn. So I've been told quite a lot since coming here. I think Australia is very good with making sure everyone knows, seeing as before even coming here, I've been warned a lot that make sure you wear lots of sun cream, even on cloudy days because of obviously the ozone layer.
Inamin ni Heather Walker ng SunSmart na ang dami ng may sunburn ay nakakabahala, pero may ilang magandang balita pa din.
These are shocking findings. It's a worry. It shows that we've got more work to do. But in the main, we know that melanoma rates are going down or stabilizing in all age groups under 60. So there's a good news story in the long term, but we still need to get that message through about sun protection.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au